Mother truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from the most famous of intersections anywhere, all y'all mother truckers, Hollywood and Vine, all y'all. But you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. /listen behind that, and you get to hear all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. I say it all the time, and if you ain't doing it, you a stupid ass fool, and you need to start listening to all the fabulous programming, because it's just that fabulous. Okay, but if you can't do that, if you can't bring your lazy ass to do that, then how about you go over to the iTunes, the Stitcher, the SoundCloud, the Crab Diving website, and you can download the podcast and you can listen to it that way at your leisure, because you're a lazy ass who can't tune in on the sevens. See, I'm getting to it. On the sevens every day, you got three, if you really want to get down to it. The new episodes come out every Tuesday and Friday, 7 in the evening. Hollywood Hick runs every day on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening. Now, these are all West Coast times. If you live somewhere else that ain't Pacific time, then you need to do the maths. And if that ain't enough, at midnight time, you can hear the previous episode. So if it's already a Tuesday one running, you can hear the Friday one from the previous Friday at midnight, West Coast time. That'd be 3 in the morning for you people on the East Coast. Either you're a night out or get the podcast. I don't fucking care. Actually, listen to the radio program. You hear me? Just do it. All right. What else? More particulars, follow me on the Twitters at the H Wood Hick. You can also follow my Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I think that does it for particulars up in here, because if it don't, it does now, because I am done talking about it. But what is going on in the world out there? I'll tell you what's going on in the world. We got a Supreme Court justice done went and kicked the bucket, y'all. Now, I ain't so sure. Okay, this is the thing. I ain't sad, and I ain't afraid to say it. I'll say it to anybody, anywhere. I don't care. Because as far as I'm concerned, he was a pretty horrible, awful person. Just the way it is. He's a horrible, awful person. He did a lot of horrible, awful. I just don't agree with him. And I think he did it mean-spiritedly. Like, I just don't think he was a nice person. I don't care what nobody says. And it's conspiracy theory bullshit about how, like, he was murdered with a pillow. Read the stories, people. Read the stories. He was 79 years old. Look at him. You can look at that fat motherfucker and tell that he was probably not in the best of health and probably should have put down a pastrami sandwich or 10, right? I'm just saying is all. But it's I just can't. Like, I can't say anything. Like, every time I see a picture of him, I just see his big, greasy, fat head, and I just think that we're all better off. That's just exactly how I think about it. I know it's probably people who think that's horrible. You shouldn't think that way. But you know what? I'm the Hollywood Hick, and I'll think however I want to. I just don't think he was a good person. I think that he did a lot to undermine people, especially if you're a lady, you should really not be down with this bullshit. But I thought there was an article. Okay, now this is another thing I need to tell you. The Hollywood Hick today is ill mother trucking prepared. I've been working and or in the midst of an allergy-induced sneezing fit. I have been sneezing for days. I can't stop. My allergies are going nuts. Every year in February, I don't know what it is about February in Los Angeles, but it makes my nose go crazy. So I have like week to 2 weeks of misery where I try to like balance out the season's allergies that are going to be happening. I don't freaking know. But and I love how, okay, this is the other thing. And all of you motherfuckers, you senators who think that you're going to just like, we're going to just filibuster anybody or just do anything we can, because if Obama appoints somebody, then fuck you. We're not going to like appoint anybody or let anything happen, because we're defenders of the Constitution, which means then you should be defending the Constitution. You should be doing your job and you should not be like postponing this whole process. But you're going to drag it out. It's going to be a whole fucking shit show. A whole complete shit show. But I was looking, I thought there was an article on one of these things about like all of the awful things that he had like voted for. But I cannot find it. I cannot find it to save my life. I cannot find it. I thought it was here on this Gawker website, but apparently I was incorrect. But basically, he just did a lot of horrible things. I don't even know if I want to dwell on all the horrible things. Just look it up. But the thing is, I just don't get it. But this is the okay. I'm rambling now because I'm looking for an article. But this is the thing. I love how now it's everything is a freaking conspiracy these days. It's like nothing is not a conspiracy. And leave it to big old giant pumpkin head with his freaking old fart puss and fucking dead mangy fox on top of his head to come out. He's like, of course, going to jump right on that bandwagon. Like, I honestly, I cannot figure this man. Like, is he for real or is he ain't? Like, I still, there's a part of me that thinks that big old pumpkin head might be punking us. Just straight up punking us. And like, at the end, it's going to be like, ah, look what I done did to all you fools. And now I'm president. Because I'm starting to go wishy-washy on him being president anyway. Because honestly, if he is president, it's going to be 4 years of comedies. Just straight up comedies. He's going to open that big old fart puss of a mouth and he's going to piss people off left and right. Like, I already tried to deny him entry into freaking England. Do you really, like, your president denied entry? That is the freaking world we want to live in. But apparently there's a lot of people who think that that's appropriate, and that's just exactly what we should be doing because people are dumb as shit, right? Well, over on, what is this from? I think the Slate website or something like that. I found it on the Flipboard. If you got the Flipboard, you should follow the Hollywood Hick page on there because I'm always flipping pages up in there because usually it helps me remember things to talk about on here. However, I did a piss poor job of it for the last few days, so I didn't have very many stories to flip. And it's also because there weren't very many stories I felt like flipping. Honestly, like the Grammys happened, I could give two shits. I hate a fucking award show. It's horrible. They're awful. It's like everybody up there trying to pontificate and stupid bullshit, people patting themselves on the back. Hold on, here comes one of them sneezes I was talking about. I am sick to death of sneezing so much. Sneezing is to the point where it is just making me angry. Okay? So if I bust out into blackout rage by the end of this program because I can't quit sneezing, it ain't my fault. It just means that I have had it. I have fed up. I can't take it anymore. The Hollywood Hick has reached his end. All right? Sneezing is annoying and a pain in the ass. You know when the most annoying sneezes are? When you're driving. I hate it. I always feel like, oh my God, I'm going to sneeze and do an involuntarily like jerk of the wheel and then end up in a ditch or careening across traffic or some bullshit. I hate it. I hate sneezing when I drive so much. It's like I try everything I can to ward off that sneeze. And then if you hard to ward one off for too long, then all of a sudden it becomes this explosive action. And then that's when like everything's going to go to shit. Like really, I have seen my demise. I'm either going to sneeze and crash and die, or I'm going to get run over dead in a crosswalk. Those are the one of those two ways I am convinced is going to be my demise here in freaking Hollywood land. But, okay, back to this story. So it says here, it's a quick guide to the Scalia conspiracy theory that Donald Trump discussed today. Because Donald Trump got to jump on this bandwagon to keep all these stupid-ass people interested in what he's got to say. Like, he honestly, if you don't think that he just jumps on these bandwagons and says whatever the fuck he wants to say, because if you listen to the quotes from this man, he doesn't make sense. Like, he can't even string words together in any kind of like logical fashion all the time. It's all of this pontificating that's then like interspersed with just some kind of bloviating that just don't make no damn sense. And then he like digresses, I think, to try to get back on track, but never quite gets there. I just don't get it. I really and truly, I do not get it. But says over here that the Republican presidential candidates during a moment of silence held for Antonin Scalia, gross, I couldn't be more happy he's dead, during the debate in Greenville, whatever. They had this doesn't make any damn sense, this article. But, oh, I think I'm reading the caption for the picture. That's why I should take that out, but I'm not going to. So, okay, this is what it is. So basically, there's a few things that were going on because apparently the circumstances under which Antonin Scalia died this weekend were unusual. Like this, because it's unusual that he would like die in his sleep of like a heart attack when he was a big fat ass who looked like he ate like way too many things that he should not be eating all the time, because he looked like his pores just freaking oozed grease if you looked at him good up close. Every time I looked at him, all I could think was like, good Lord, that's one fat ass, greasy bitch ass bitch. But says here, the circumstances under which were unusual because he passed away on a relatively remote ranch in West Texas and was pronounced dead by a judge who hadn't seen his body. That's what people are saying, right? Okay. Which is kind of, it's like half true. I love how it's like just the part of the truth that they want to like pluck to like to further their narrative up in here. It's ridiculous, right? also says that the United States is also home to a substantial number of dummies who believe that any news event whose implications they find disagreeable, new data on climate change, a massacre of young children committed with legally purchased weapons, the election of a black person to public office, those are all things that they're using as examples to get this country all riled up for some reason. But apparently, if you disagree with any of that or you find anything slightly disagreeable, it is the work of conspiratorial criminal traitors. That's who does this kind of shit. Right. These are the kind of thoughts that are going through these people's mind. And also, number three, it says in our system, those dummies have just as much a right to vote as people who aren't dummies, which is the truth and scary. I think it all the time. I'm like, really, there should be some kind of competency exam before you should be allowed to vote. Like, there should be one before you should, like, I guess they kind of do it with driving, but it's not really, because honestly, people who can't pass a freaking DMV test really need to assess their freaking cognitive skills, because I didn't hardly read nothing the last time I had to take that damn test. In California, at least, I will just speak from California where I took the test last. If you read the question and then read the four choices below it, there was one the government would want you to pick. I'm not going to say it's even the most obvious answer or it's even the most correct answer. I'm just saying it's the answer the government would want you to say so they can cover their ass. And that is the answer you pick. Okay, dumbasses, just use, like, I don't understand people. Like, people are just dumb. People are dumb. Like, I will agree with this. People are dumb. Straight up 100% mouth-breathing morons running around rampant in this daggum country. Everywhere. Everywhere. I ain't making this up. All you got to do is turn on the news. Hell, I talk about it all the time. All these people doing stupid ass shit all the time to make me feel better about myself. Because, yes, I have done plenty of stupid ass shit in my day. But I ain't done that. And I ain't done it on TV. That's why I watched the television program Cops for so long. Because it made me feel better about myself. I might have had a couple of little run-ins with the law here and there for minor little something-somethings. But I ain't never had it happen on TV, and that is why I am superior. That's just how I look at it. It makes me feel better about myself. Little things, it's the little things that help. You know, that's what you gotta do. But going on back to this story here, because apparently our big old pumpkin head fart puss with a dead mangy fox on his head, right? But apparently it says here, that's how we end up with the leading Republican presidential candidate telling a far white ring radio host that he's not sure Scalia wasn't murdered. Specifically, that's what Donald Trump said to Michael Savage, citing the allegedly unusual placement of a pillow on Scalia's body as evidence of his possible assassination. Now, I would like all of you mother truckers out there in the land of Hollywood Hick to keep in mind that he was in bed asleep when he passed away, right? So guess what? There's in the bed with you when you sleep all the time, pillows. So the presence of pillows, I don't understand why that is so shocking. Oh, there's a pillow somewhere near his head, and people will just read into anything too. But we'll get to that in a minute. So here is what they were saying on the radio program that with this Michael Savage dude. Is it Michael Savage? Like, I forgot. I don't even commit these bitches' names to memory on account of they're such bitch-ass bitches. But this Michael Savage character, he goes, Donald, I need to come back to the topic we've all been screaming about here, which is Scalia. Was he murdered? Fucking just people like him need to be slapped across the face with like a dead fish, just something just unruly, just to like knock some sense into him. He went on, he says, I know it's pretty brutal to say that, and I'm not wanting to drag you into this, but this is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, only because your bitch ass will not let it go. Your bitch ass can't like say like, hey, look at this, this fat ass obviously didn't eat good, obviously didn't exercise, old ass motherfucker could have just maybe just passed away, especially when he had health problems. His doctor done come out and said he was already having health problems. Like, I don't get it. Just like, I don't get it. Like, everything has to be a conspiracy. Like, everything just, you're like, these people are like the kid who does, like, you won't play their game. And so they're like, well, then I'm going home and hope that you're going to chase them down the street and say, okay, okay, now we'll play your game. Now we'll play your game, you little bitch ass bitches. Oh, Lordy. So he goes, I went on the air and said, we need the equivalent of a Warren Commission. We need an immediate autopsy before the body is disposed of. What do you think of that? I'll tell you what I think of that, and then we'll get to what Trump thinks of that. Like, the autopsy part alone, that ain't your decision to make. If it's natural cause and everybody's like determined it's natural cause, the family gets to decide that. And if their views are not out the same as your views, and they're like, we don't want to go through this because a lot of people think that's desecration of the body, then how about you just let the family decide that and accept what you're being told and move the fuck own. Everything is not a goddamn conspiracy theory. Everything is not somebody out to get your ass or fucking undermine you or do something untoward in your general direction. No, that is not what this is about. What this is about is like a gross, awful person kicked a bucket. There's a lot of us who are kind of pleased by it. Now, I am not pleased by the shitstorm that's going to ensue on the flip side of this death because of people like this savage motherfucker and all of his cronies and all of the people in the Senate who think that it is their responsibility to thwart the Constitution as they praise the Constitution and how much they love it. But that's another story for another day, right? Well, here's what a big old giant bloviating pumpkin head fart puss with a dead mangy fox on his head had to say in retort to that. He goes, well, I just heard, accidentally touched something and messed up, couldn't read. Here we go. Take two. Well, I just heard today that a little while ago, listen to this, like this is a quote from him, and this is the man that wants to be president. He can't even string together fucking sentences, okay? Well, I just heard today, and that just a little while ago, actually, you know, I just landed and I'm hearing it's a big topic. That's the question. And it's a horrible topic, but they say they found a pillow on his face, which is pretty unusual place to find a pillow. A pillow and a bed. That's an unusual place to find a pillow. Your big old fart puss pumpkin head. Think about it. A pillow in a bed. That's right where you're going to find them. That's the most obvious place to find a damn pillow beside a couch, fool. All right. He goes on. I can't tell you that. I can't tell you what. I can't tell you what. I can't give you an answer. You know, usually I like to give you answers, but I literally just heard it a little while ago. It's just starting to come out now, as you know, Michael. Okay, that's how long it took him to say there was pillows in his bed, and we were very upset by that. It doesn't make any sense. Well, now, here's a guide, according to the Slate people, of the context of Trump's statements. It says here, okay, now let's get down to the actual facts of the story that these people want to ignore. Like, I don't understand why ignoring the facts, like, somehow lends credibility to people, but it's just too freaking easy to, like, find it out on the flip side. But the problem is the people who listen to these fools don't bother to do any research or, like, have any, like, thoughts for themselves or try to go, like, well, maybe, you know, I should look into this and see if this is really where it's coming from or, like, where are they getting their facts, because this sounds a little bit fishy and it don't seem like something that would happen this way. And that's pretty much generally what has happened, right? Well, it says here, when and how did Anton Scalia die? Or Anton, whatever his name is, fat ass bitch die, right? Says here, he was discovered apparently dead at about 11 a.m. local time in Texas on Saturday, February the 13th by the owner of the Cibolo Creek Ranch, a man named John Poindexter. Scalia had reportedly gone to his room at 9 p.m. the previous night. Presidio County Judge Cinderella Guevara. Oh, my God. I love that somebody named their daughter Cinderella. But Presidio County Judge Cinderella Guevara declared Scalia dead over the phone. Guerrero was 65 miles away from the resort, which was when she was contacted. Declaring death via phone is acceptable under Texas law. You hear that? You hear that, fools? Guevara officially attributed Scalia's death to natural causes. She said she spoke to Presidio County sheriffs as well as a U.S. Marshal at the scene and that both said there was no evidence of foul play. She also says that she spoke with Scalia's Supreme Court physician, Dr. Brian Monahan, and that he told her Scalia had a history of heart trouble and high blood pressure. You wouldn't think by looking at that fool that he had heart trouble and high blood pressure. I could have told you that. He oozed grease out of his pores. You can't tell me that man ate anything that was not fried and or battered before it went into his big old pie hole, right? Well, this thing goes on. Was an autopsy performed on his body? No. It wasn't, because they didn't need to, fools. This thing goes on. The director of the El Paso funeral home where his body was taken says that Scalia's family declined to have one performed. Autopsies are performed relatively rarely. You get that? Like, it's not like everybody gets an autopsy just because they kicked a bucket. It's just like, look, unless something's fishy or you were murderated, obviously murderated, then we ain't going down this road. It is not good. Apparently says here, some families decline them because the procedure, which involves making two incisions in a body, is seen as invasive. Medical examiners can order an autopsy without the family's consent if they suspect foul play. That did not happen here. You hear that, Michael Savage and your big old fart puss, punk head, dead mangy fox looking motherfucker? It did not happen here. So how about you, like, actually use your freaking cognitive skills and do a little bit of research, maybe talk to people who were there, who were privy to the situation, and not just make shit up to serve your fucking purposes. I don't understand. I just generally cannot wrap my brain around why people think that they're just... I don't get it. Like, that, like, you just don't have to think anymore. All we're going to do is just thwart, because you don't want to play our game, and everybody is against us because we are horrible, awful people who want to discriminate in the name of the Lord and all these other fucking things that I can't wrap my brain around because it doesn't make any sense, and I can't figure out why we all just can't get along, because if everybody would just be nicer, I wouldn't have to be bitching about it all the time. I'm just saying it's all. See, it's a ripple effect. I would be a kinder and gentler person if I didn't have to sit here and look at people all the time and go, oh my God, you're the worst humans ever. I can't believe you think that way. And I can't believe you think that it's your business to be in everybody else's business at every minute of every motherfucking day. It don't make no damn sense. Okay, there's more to this, right? So what does a pillow have to do with this? Okay, because all I had to hear was there was a pillow somewhere nearby. And they're like, ooh, somebody smothered his ass. No, they didn't. But says Poindexter, the ranch owner, told the San Antonio Express that Scalia had a pillow over his head when he was found. Now, all people just like, immediately they were like, oh, that means smothering. That is smothering. Somebody smothered the judge, a good judge, a nice upstanding citizen who like upholds the Constitution and doesn't try to take any rights away from anybody or do anything horrible or write these dissents where he like discriminates and says horrible things about people and then just is generally gross. Like he's just gross. He was physically gross, mentally gross, just generally gross everywhere, right? Well, this thing goes on. It says conspiracy-minded sites such as the Drudge Report, ugh, and the InfoWars, ugh, picked up on this line to suggest potential foul play. The pillow would supposedly be evidence that Scalia had been suffocated by a person or group who wanted President Obama to replace him on the Supreme Court with a more liberal justice. Like, that's what they people thought. Well, here's the thing about that. Poindexter clarified today to CNN that the pillow was against the headboard and over Scalia's head, not over his face. So basically, there was a pillow pushed up behind his head that kind of probably bunched up, and that's that. Also, now, consider your source. Consider your source of where all this information is coming from. But who is this Michael Savage character, right? Besides a bitch-ass bitch that nobody should really be listening to, but apparently too many people listen to his dumb ass anyway. But he is a far right wing paranoiac troglodyte. I don't even know what the fuck a troglodyte is. But radio host who has suggested just to take one oh my God, they use this word again within just like one more line. Blah, blah, blah. That word I can't pronounce. Troglodytic example that New York Senator Kristen Gillibrand, a centric Democrat, is a Khmer Rouge feminist who is trying to take control of the U.S. military via coup. Okay, I don't understand a word of that. And if you people out there in the land of Hollywood Hick understand that and can like clue me in, go ahead. But apparently he's trying to say that she's like some kind of like, I don't know. Fuck, we're moving on. I don't even know what I don't know what a troglodyte is. I ain't taking the time to look it up. I don't know what a Khmer Rouge feminist is. I don't know what that Khmer Rouge feminist. I don't know what that means. Blah, blah, blah. Says here, also goes on, has anyone with more mainstream credibility questioned the declaration that Scalia died of natural causes? The former head of criminal investigations for the Washington, D.C. Police Department wrote on Facebook that he was stunned that an autopsy was not performed and questioned whether the authorities at the scene of Scalia's death had properly checked his body for signs of potential foul play. A retired Brooklyn homicide detective told the New York Post that requesting an autopsy would have been not unreasonable. So maybe they should have, but they left it up to the family. Okay, goes on. Are there other much, much more insane conspiracy theories being proposed online, such as that Scalia was killed on behalf of Ted Cruz because Scalia was going to rule that Cruz was ineligible for the presidency because he's Canadian? Yes. And you can read them. And there's a colorful roundup of some other things here. Well, let's see what that is. See if it'll take us there. It's another like conspiracy theories freaking flying around about stupid anti-Scalia. Like some people are saying that Obama murdered Scalia. Oh my God, this is ridiculous. Exhibit A, Obama was told hours before the public knew. Well, he's the president of the United States of America. So maybe he would be somebody who's a little bit more privy to that information right off the bat. I'm just saying this out. But it says, okay, InfoWars. Apparently, this site is one that, like, puts out a lot of misinformation about things. But it says, according to them, it said, President Obama knew about Scalia's death hours before the information became publicly available. They point us to a report from DC Whispers, which, according to the internet's leading Jade Helm conspiracy, so what the fuck does all of this shit mean? Apparently, they routinely publish controversial reports based on inside sources. Now, this is what they're saying. Word reached the White House hours before formal media announcements were made regarding longtime Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia having been found dead while vacationing at a Texas resort. First, the speechwriters were summoned to provide an appropriate tone for Barack Obama's remarks. During that same time, Obama and Valerie Jarrett were already initiating a long-standing plan for what they viewed as a prime opportunity to make Mr. Obama relevant once again, and an opportunity that the president was said to be thrilled to have before him. Okay, why would the president not know beforehand? And he's going to have to tell people what happened, so that's what his speechwriters are for. And, yeah, he is presented with a prime opportunity where he's got to fill that spot because that is his constitutional obligation as a president, as in the Senate's also constitutional obligation is to not be bitch asses about it. It's just how it works. And you can't tell me that those Republican motherfuckers who think they're going to, like, try to, like, thwart this at every turn, the shoe was not on the other foot. They would be reveling in having to, like, putting somebody up in there and, like, telling anybody who got in their way how horrible and awful a person they are. But exactly, their narrative only suits their freaking purpose at the moment. Now, I'm going to take a short break from here because my nose has filled so full of snot I can hardly breathe and or talk, and I don't want to make snot-sucking noises right here on the radio program. So I am going to pause this shit for a hot second, and we will be back with Exhibit B, where about the judge who blocked an autopsy was previously accused of a murder cover-up. Dun-dun-dun, be right back. Whew, okay, now I can breathe again, y'all. I couldn't take it for a second. All right, whatever. You know, I'm looking through this thing. I don't can't find this one interesting anymore. Whatever. Obama murdered Scalia. No, he did not. They, like, some people think that Obama had him murdered because he was standing in the way of his climate change plan. I don't understand why people are so upset about people saying, hey, climate change is for straight up reals, and if you don't start acknowledging it and doing something about it, your grandchildren's children are going to be living in a freaking fireball. So like a constant cycle of fire and ice. That's what it's going to be. So it's like, just freaking quit being assholes. Just quit being assholes. But one of my other favorite conspiracy theories that has come up here is that Ted Cruz done went and had Scalia murdered. But because this time it's because he didn't want to be found out that he was really a Canadian and not eligible to be president. And so that he had Scalia murdered, which makes, like, I can't, as much as I can't stand Ted Cruz and his bitch ass, this is straight up ridiculous. Ridiculous. So this one is, it says, Exhibit A, according to this Gawker website thing, it says, the day before Scalia's death, Trump supporters attempted to file a lawsuit against Ted Cruz, declaring the man ineligible to run for president. Okay. I don't know what that has to do with this, because how quickly do you think this shit would get to the Supreme Court? It would take a hot minute, okay? It would take a hot minute, right? Exhibit B, according to the Redditor, I love, like, when a Redditor is like, now that's the website Reddit, with somebody who goes on there regular. When your source is a Redditor, somebody who regularly visits and comments on things on Redditor is your source, then you got some serious straight up mother trucking credibility issues. I'm just saying is all. But it says, according to Honorable Judge Holden, whoever this handle belongs to, Scalia had once said that Cruz is not eligible to run for president. Of course, the article the user links to does not, in fact, say this anywhere, but we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. So I love how people cite sources for shit that doesn't even exist. So basically, that's bullshit. Some people still think that Scalia is still alive, like he just made a freaking Elvis or a Tupac or whatever. But it says, what if Anton Scalia is still living amongst us, alive and well? This one differs significantly from the Obama hitman theory above, in that here, Obama is actually Scalia's savior. So this is what they're saying in one of this thing. Apparently, there's some chart that if you look at it, it's just got a whole bunch of rainbow lines, all like up and down lines. I don't know, some little graph or whatever. But apparently, it says, you'll note that Scalia's positions have been getting progressively more liberal in recent years. Since he was no longer playing the role the GOP had set him up to, the only option left was to put out a hit. So from what I can tell, though, he was pretty much voting the way they was wanting him to vote. So this makes no sense. Then the Republicans, the GOP, done went out and put out a hit on Scalia. Bullshit. Bull mother trucking shit. Rather than let the man perish, the Obama administration knew it owed it to the justice to put him into perspective. Oh, shit. We're going to start over. Take two. Exhibit B. Rather than let the man perish, the Obama administration knew it owed it to the justice to put him into protective custody. The lack of autopsy, the pillar over his head, all of this was set up to obfuscate. I can't. These big words, I swear. Whatever. Cover up the identity of a dead man who was never actually Anton Scalia in the first place. Wait. A pillar over somebody's head hovering on a headboard above somebody's head is supposed to mask their identity. I don't get it. Oh, this is my favorite one so far. This is like the Lamar Odom version of how Scalia went down. But according to some people, Scalia was having a cocaine fueled sex romp. And that is what happened. That is what they also said about Michael Jackson's daddy, Joe Jackson. Remember that a while back? He was like took all those Viagra pills, couldn't get his pecker to go down, and was doing drugs down in Mexico with all these strippers and couldn't come back, or in Brazil. Maybe it was Brazil. I don't know. But I remember that fucking story. But according to some people, it says maybe the forces behind the Scalia cover-up weren't malicious at all, and it was simply the work of a family who wanted to maintain their patriarch's good name. That's what they're saying, right? But Exhibit A is the motherfucker was getting up there, y'all. He was a 79-year-old man, would most likely need a little boost should he want to get his rocks off. So they're saying 79 years old, he was doing the cocaine, and I'm assuming they're insinuating that he was taking the Viagra pills too. And there's no rock getting boost better than a potent stack of cocaine and Viagra. See, I knew they were getting to it. Of course, being a 79-year-old man also means having a heart that's in no shape to handle such a hard-hitting cocktail. A heart attack would only make sense. The second exhibit to this cocaine-fueled sex romp theory is that if this is what happened, then of course they want to keep the reality of the situation off the papers. It's not of the papers. It's off the papers. Don't nobody proofread shit no more. And they use all these big ass words. Don't nobody fucking know either. It's like, fuck you people. But it says no autopsy might open the death up to all sorts of speculation. But even that's preferable to a damning certain truth. Right. And Exhibit C, somebody done tweeted. I love how a tweet is like an exhibit. Scalia's fantastic passing reminds of Rocky Rockefeller's outback Texas ranches are plush bordellos pressing on it. Oh my God, people, I don't understand tweets, whatever, there's more. Somebody thinks a chupacabra did it, some people thought he might have cancer, but I just think he was a fat ass who didn't eat well, and it all caught up with him because he didn't exercise either, because you could tell by looking at his fat ass with his, like, greasiness that some shit was just not right. I'm just saying is all. All right, I'm sick of talking about his fucking bitch ass. I don't like talking ill of the dead, but like, I just, when you do so many horrible things, I just don't understand why it would even be expected that I should be like, oh, now you're dead, I'm supposed to say nice things now because you're dead. No, you did horrible things when you were alive. You discriminated, you did everything in your power to keep people down and to make people feel less than equal and all of that kind of stuff, and then I'm supposed to celebrate you on the flip side? That just ain't gonna fucking happen. Hail to the motherfucking no. Just to quote my girl Whitney, you can rest in peace, girl. I'm just saying is all. Okay? All right. Let's talk about something else. See what's going on. I think I had a couple of stories I was going to, like, touch on. Oh, speaking of people, though, who you should be praying for, right? I talked about it last episode. I done been catching up on my Mob Wives, my favorite television program. My favorite reality television program, if you want to call it reality television program. But the Mob Wives is the tits. You better watch out for that Drita, because she will fuck a bitch up. Because they're all gunning for her this season, too. That's the thing. Like, they put her in the hot seat for some reason, and Drita will fuck your ass up. I don't know what these bitches are thinking. Because it is evidenced by her neighbor, who got her ass beat into a concussion because she was mouthing off to Drita and her husband, and Drita climbed a frickin' fence and went over and beat the fuck out of her, got her restorated, and yeah, not cute. Like, Drita, I ain't condoning it. I understand it, but I don't condone it. And if it is true that y'all were parking in her parking spot too, you and her husband, then like, I can't support that, Drita. As much as I love you, I'd be like, girl, you just needed to say sorry, move your damn car, and move on with your day. But apparently there probably is more to that beef. But different story, different date, right? I highly recommend the Mob Wives program for just mindless television where people yell and scream at each other, and you will feel way better about yourself for cussing, because there is no way on Dolly's green earth that you could ever cuss as much as these ladies. Like, the bleeper on that, like, whoever does a full-time job bleeping out these ladies on this program, and it is, I've never heard the C word get freaking bleeped out so many times, and it's ladies saying it, okay? It is the ladies. I'm just saying it's all, right? Well, you know, I've been worried about my Big Ange. She's my other favorite. Drita and Big Ange are my favorites. And it has always been on my bucket list to party with Big Ange before either one of us kicks a bucket. And this is the thing. Her cancer has done comeback, and it is unruly. Like, their chemotherapy ain't working. They're trying to, like, just, like, boost her immune system and get everything going. She done lost her bar because some bitch-ass rat. Do not ever call a mob wife a rat, by the way. If you call a mob wife a rat, you better hope you got on your running shoes, because you better get to high-stepping and get the fuck out of there. I'm just saying, because they will come at you with claws just out. But, so, somebody ratted her out and told the feds or the government or somebody. Yeah, so somebody done went and told on Big Ange, right? Got her in trouble for having a bar and being a convicted felon. So she's trying to get her constitutional rights back, because she was the fall guy for a drug deal that went down a while back, several years ago. And she paid her debt to society and all of that stuff, but she wants, but she's a felon. If you're a felon, you can't own a bar or work in, like, be a bartender, a lot of things like that. That's why Marky Mark's trying to get his shit fucking, like, back when I broke the fuck up with his ass. Remember that? I remember that. Bitch ass bitch. He's trying to get unfelon too, so that he can own bars. But back to Big Ange, because if I start talking about that, their inner rage is going to well up inside me again. But so Big Ange, it's like poor thing. It's like, how many tragedies need to befall one woman at one time? I just don't get it. So she's had the cancer, thought she beat it, was like reveling in that. Because if you watch the Mob Wives program, it's like in the sort of the window between where she thought she had, like, gotten the cancer. They took the tumor out. Everything was looking like it was going to be okay. And then the shit came back with a vengeance, right? Well, also, apparently her deadbeat husband, Neil, ain't being supportive, ain't doing nothing, and Big Ange has done had it. So she was on, I think she went on the Dr. Phil program. Now, I have not watched this because it's hard for me to watch that blowhard Dr. Phil, but occasionally he has shit on there and people on there that I want to, like, listen to and see what's going on. Like when he had Kim Richards on there being a freaking mess, and when he had Nick, what's his name, Bobby Christina's husband, boyfriend, brother, whatever he was, Nick Gordon, when he was on there just a freaking shit mess, right? Well, Big Ange was on there talking about it. Well, apparently she has done kicked her husband to the curb. She's like, fuck you, Neil. I am done with you. I am going through cancer and you ain't stepping up. He always seemed like kind of a deadbeat anyway. Like, I don't know why she married him, but she married him anyway, because she's been married a couple of few times, of course. She's got like 6 grandkids too, so it's like she's got lots of family, whatever. But apparently she says here, she goes, she was on the Dr. Oz show. Now that is more acceptable. Okay, now I'm feeling better. She's on the Dr. Oz program. She said, I felt he never stepped up to the plate, so I was done with it. And she's like, now I feel it's too late. I'd rather be by myself. I'd rather be alone, and that's what I did. So she's like, fuck you. You and I support me in my time of need. You can get the fuck out of my big turquoise house over here on Staten Island and get to motherfucking stepping. But apparently says, although he hasn't publicly addressed the split, he did share a photo with his grandchild saying, me and my baby, only thing making me smile these days, want to tell everybody thanks for all the love. So that's what Neil is like saying out there, when Big Ange is like, fuck you, I'm over here with the cancer and you ain't doing shit. But apparently, oh my God, she goes, the reality star and the sanitation worker met at a bar and let cameras into their Staten Island home on season 4 of Celebrity Wife Swap. So he's a sanitation worker. And this is just getting more Staten Island by the minute, ain't it? But apparently in 2015, Big Ange, whose real name is Angela Riala, underwent 2 10-hour surgeries to remove tumors. So sad. Whatever, they took that out. And then now she's got brain and lung cancer. But she did smoke like a stack. Like she was saying even on Mob Wives, how she's like, dude, like this quitting smoking shit is for the birds. She's like, I don't need like eating healthy. I don't like doing all of that stuff. I like to do what I like to do when I like to do it. And then, of course, it catches up with you. And then when we're like, Big Ange, you got to take care of yourself, girl. I'm sending all these good energies in your direction. You need to be like doing your part too, sister. I'm hoping you are. But she goes, she looks at my kids and grandchildren and how much they need me. She's like, sometimes I feel like I'm going to be fine. And then sometimes I just don't think I am, which I mean, it has to be like when you're going through that, that just has to suck. Like it's like, I mean, I've seen, like my mom passed away from cancer. So I have seen it. It is not cute. It is not cute by any stretch of the words. I'm just saying is all right. But the chemo ain't working, so they've set up a GoFundMe page so they can try to like raise some money for, because she don't got her bar no more to make no money because some bitch ass done ratted her out and then the government made her close down her bar. It's very sad. I wanted to go to the Drunken Monkey and party with Big Ange one day before both of us or one of us kicked a bucket, and it looks like I'm not going to get to do that, just like I didn't get to do that with Anna Nicole Smith either because she died way too early too. That's another story for another day. That upsets me still every time I think about it. But she's using cannabis oil to try to treat the pain because apparently she's in a whole lot of pain. So what I'm saying is, all y'all mother truckers out there in the land of the Hollywood hick, keep sending all of your good energies out to the world, out to the Big Ange. Send them over to Staten Island so they can land on Big Ange, and hopefully she can come through this and be better off on the flip side. Because honestly, I really hope she does, because I think Big Ange is a hoot, and this world needs more colorful people like her living in it, as far as I'm concerned. I'm just saying is all. All right, because now I'm depressing the fuck out of myself. We're going to move on to something different and not talk about depressing Big Ange anymore, because this story makes me sad because I love me some Big Ange a lot, okay? So, next story. I would say I was going to done talking about that Scalia bitch, but then I forgot that there was this thing that I had connected to here because I love this woman. Like, I kind of want her to run for president, or hell, put her on the Supreme Court. She would be good on the Supreme Court. She would be like, oh, hell to the fucking no all the time. But apparently this whole thing about like people said, like saying they're going to filibuster anybody nominations for the like Supreme Court and all of that kind of stuff. And Elizabeth Warren was like, oh, fuck you. You people are such hypocritical hypocrites. I can't stand it. Right. But apparently, according to the Jezebel people, I like how they wrote this. She goes, Elizabeth Warren dropped the mic on the debate over replacing Scalia, which she did, because I will read you what she wrote. And it looks like it was on Facebook or one of those, but she puts it out there. She goes, the sudden death of Justice Scalia creates an immediate vacancy on the most important court in the United States. And then because like Turtlehead Senator McConnell is like saying how he's going to do everything to fight it. She's like, but she uses his words against him. That's where she's so fucking good. She goes, Senator McConnell is right that the American people should have a voice in the selection of the next Supreme Court justice. In fact, they did when President Obama won the 2012 election by 5 million votes. Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution says the President of the United States nominates justices to the Supreme Court with the advice and consent of the Senate. I can't find a clause that says, except when there's a year left in the term of a Democratic president. Senate Republicans took an oath just like Senate Democrats did. Abandoning the duties they swore to uphold would threaten both the Constitution and our democracy itself. It would also prove that all the Republican talk about loving the Constitution is just that. Empty talk. Drop the mic. Elizabeth has left the building, mother truckers. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I love her. She's just fucking broke it the fuck down right there. So whatever, I wasn't gonna talk about that anymore, but I meant to bring that up earlier and I forgot about it because I was ranting and raving about something and I found that other thing about conspiracy theories and I just went on a like tangent talking about those. But Elizabeth Warren is the tits. I love that chick. I love her. Oh, another one broke. Actually, I was never even with this dude, but now we are for reals broke the fuck up. I don't care. I hope you get your ass beat at this next boxing match you got, you bitch ass bitch. But this Manny Pacquiao dude who got beat up by like whatever that other dude the other time. I forget what his name. The one running around with beads. That stupid wife beating boxer. I don't get it. Whatever. I like MMA fighting. Boxing's for pussies. I don't know. I would never get in a ring with any of them anyway. I don't know why I'm saying that out loud. But apparently, this Manny Pacquiao, he's like running for the Senate over in the Philippines and then just basically busted it down. Again, somebody comparing homos to animal fuckers, which I don't get. I don't understand how you can make that leap. Okay, Manny, there's a word you need to understand. It's called consent. But it says here over on the New York Post is where I got this. Manny Pacquiao thumps Bible, says gay sex worse than animals. That's what he says. Boxing star and Philippine Senate candidate Manny Pacquiao apologized Tuesday for denouncing people in gay relationships as worse than animals, but said he stood by his opposition to same-sex marriage. So basically he's saying, he's like, I'm sorry I said it out loud. That's all he's saying. He's like, I shouldn't have said it out loud because now you bitches are up on my jock giving me fucking trouble. Like, it's not, they're not, it's like, he didn't change his thought. Only thing he's thinking is, I'm just going to not say that to this out loud anymore and on a microphone in front of a whole shit ton of fucking people. But he went on, he's like, he said, it called it, says, just common sense. This is what he said. Have you seen any animal having male to male or female to female relations? Actually, there are a couple. I ain't looking them up right now, but there are a couple that do it. So it's like, it happens. He says, animals, he said, were, oh, fuck this goddamn thing. Animals, he said, were better because they recognize gender differences. And if you have male to male or female to female relationships, then people are worse than animals. So he's basically saying that homos are like just the lowest of the low. And just because we have a different sort of feelings and our like wiring is a little bit different, then that makes us all like horrible, awful people. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. You know what makes horrible, awful people? People who think like this, who can't freaking open their eyes and see that there's a whole big giant world out there. And ain't everybody going to be exactly the same? Because if everybody was exactly the same, it'd be boring as fuck. You get that, Manny Pacquiao? I hope fucking people over there just start ramming it up your ass. But it's the Philippines, so he'll probably get away with it. Bullshit, right? But apparently, he's basically like loves quoting the Catholic Church, because we know the Catholic Church is the best place to go for kind of like shit like this, because you know the Catholic Church, the home of freaking pedophiles extraordinaire, is where all of these people, where you're going to pull this from. Like, these people are like, it makes no sense. Like, quit quoting the Bible. The Bible is ridiculous. I'm just saying, there's something in there to support everything if you read it the right way. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, freaking quit being a bitch ass bitch. But whatever, I don't even want to talk about this anymore. It's making me angry. But his whole thing is like, I'd rather obey the Lord's command than obeying the desires of the flesh. I'm not condemning it. Yes, you are. That's the thing. You're like sitting there trying to, I'm not condemning in the course of condemming. I love that. Like, people want to say like, it's like Southern people who say bless your heart after something when they go said something really awful about somebody, and then they think that absolves them from the awful things they just said. No, just because you preface it with I'm not condemning, it's like basically saying I'm not racist, but I hate black people. That's pretty much what you're saying. Doesn't make any sense. But he says, but I'm just telling the truth of what the Bible says. The truth from the Bible is what changed me from my old ways. 1 Corinthians 6:9, or do you not know what wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Like, who how do you know that you're not the wrongdoer, Mr. Pacquiao? Huh? How do you, like, what makes you so sure that you're not the wrongdoer? Like, there's not a God up there who's looking down going like, you done flunked the homo test. I put them down there to see how you people react to them. And because you are an awful, hateful person who hates anything that is slightly different than you and doesn't think along the exact same lines as you, then when you think that elevator door is going to go open and you go up, what's going to happen is you're going to go in, you're going to punch a button, and then the trap door opens and you're going to descend into the depths of hell because you did not have any open mind and you did not want to just love your neighbor as thyself and accept them for who they are and move the fuck on as long as they ain't hurting nobody. I'm just saying it's out. But this whole verse goes on. Do not be deceived. Neither sexually immoral nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men. So it's basically saying anybody who does anything fun anymore. You can't have any fun. Don't be doing no adulterating. Don't do nothing that's sexually immoral. Don't be sucking dick or licking booty. None of that kind of stuff. Don't be idolerating, whatever that means. It's like, whatever. People idolerate. Okay, Manny Pacquiao, you get idolerated all the time. People have put you up on a pedestal due to your status and the achievements that you've done. So what does that say about the people who look up to you? Are they idolaters? So are they all going to hell in the same way because they're wrongdoers and will not inherit the kingdom of God? I don't understand. Adulterers. You gonna tell me there ain't straight people out there adultering up a storm? At least homos usually admit it, but like, no, we got an open relationship for the most part. We know, like, I got what I got at home, but sometimes I need to get me a little strange on the side, and that's what they do. So fuck you. He's like, God bless everyone. I love you all. No, you don't. That's the thing. You do not love us all because you just sat there and condemned people and pointed the fingers at others and told them that you do not approve because you are superior and your way of thinking is the only one that is allowed. Now, I think you should be able to think whatever you want. You should be able to think that you don't want to suck a dick if you don't want to suck a dick. I don't want to eat a pussy, so I don't do it. That's just how that shit works. But not these people. Whatever. I can't talk about this anymore. It makes me angry. Manny Pacquiao, not that we were ever together, but broke the fuck up, motherfucker. I ain't ever going to support you again. Whoever you're boxing, I hope they beat the fucking shit out of you. And then after they're done, I hope they look at you dead in the face and you go like, oh, and by the way, a faggot just beat your ass. So fucking stew in that for a hot minute, Manny motherfucking packy bitch ass Al. Okay? Okay. Done and done. Let's see. What else is going on? Oh, there was one story on the Flipboard. How much time I got? I got a little bit of time left. Several minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick program. Oh, let's do a quick update on the grossest person to exist at the moment. People are vying for this title left and right. Manny Pacquiao, freaking Michael Savage. Who else have I talked about? Horrible, awful people, whatever. But apparently, Bill Cosby is still on some. He was winning some of these little lawsuits left and right. But the most important one, he can't seem to catch a break, it don't seem like. Because we were talking about before, his bitch-ass wife Camille's going to have to get deposed. So she's going to have to go answer questions that she don't want to answer under the guise of she was his business manager. She's going to try to say everything was private husband and wife talk. I hope there's a hard ass attorney on the other end of the table going like, no, we're talking business, we're not talking relationships, okay? But apparently, according to the Page Six people, Bill Cosby loses appeal. Case appears headed to evidence hearing. So it's moving forward. It says right here, Bill Cosby's criminal sexual case appears to be headed toward an evidence hearing after a judge denied his latest effort to throw the charges out. In a ruling Tuesday, the judge, who refused to dismiss the case earlier this month, denied Cosby's appeal of that decision. Wah, wah. The 78-year-old TV star is accused of drug. We know what he did. He did all of that horrible stuff. I've talked about it enough. If you don't know what it is, then you are living under a rock and or should be listening to the Hollywood Hick more. I'm just saying is all. But it says Montgomery County Judge Stephen O'Neill found the evidence of such an agreement lacking after hearing, oh, this blah, blah, blah. That's the same thing. Oh, they're just rehashing a whole bunch of stuff. They wanted to make this seem like they had more of a story. Whatever. Basically, the judge was like, you made some freaking verbal, freaking under the table, shady ass deal. Don't work in my court. No, ain't going to happen. Kevin, you got it on paper? No, then that means it didn't happen because I don't believe you. You know why? Because you done lost all credit motherfucking ability, bitches. I'm just saying it's out. Okay, so update on Bill Cosby. Shit's moving forward. I'm still curious how this is going to play out. Let's see what's going on. Oh, here we go, y'all. Got a few minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick program, and I got to tell y'all this one because I love this one. Comes from the People Magazine people. Now, this is the kind of things that make me feel better about myself because I ain't a dumbass doing this kind of shit. But apparently, there's the headline here says, Dr. Love, 18-year-old Floridian charged with opening clinic and seeing patients without a license. So this dude was wanting to be a freaking Doogie Howser, and people in Florida were fucking buying it. This is how, like, people are stupid as fuck. But it says here, an 18-year-old in West Palm Beach, Florida, was arrested Tuesday and charged with masquerading as a physician without a license. People confirmed that, and this isn't the first time everybody's like Doogie Howser and him. His Doogie Howser aspirations landed him in trouble. Apparently, Malachi Love Robinson was arrested after an undercover operation by the Palm Beach Narcotics Task Force and the Florida Department of Health obtained People Magazine people found some investigation. I don't understand that sentence. We're going to try that again. Malachi Love Robinson was arrested after an undercover operation by the Palm Beach Narcotics Task Force and the Florida Health Department of Health. Police said in a statement. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Love Robinson performed a physical exam on an undercover agent and offered medical advice at his New Birth, New Life Alternative Medicine and Urgent Care Clinic. That's what the police are saying, right? Apparently, he was immediately arrested and charged with a third-degree felony, which conducted on its own investigation into the teen in recent weeks after receiving a tip from the public, right? I'm hurt because this is the thing. It's like you got straight up stone cold busted, this freaking Malachi Love Robinson dude. And this is his what he says. He says, I'm hurt because of all these allegations. That's what he told the WPBF people, the TV station there, as he was led away in handcuffs. And this is not the first time I have been accused, and I will pursue this. Whatever the fuck. He's going to try to get out of it. But you know what? He's going to be stone cold busted. But apparently this isn't his first run in. Says, indeed, this isn't Love Robinson's first brush with the law. In early 2015, when he was 17, he was allegedly caught posing as a doctor in a pregnant woman's exam room at St. Mary's Medical Center. So he just snuck in, put on some scrubs, and pretended like help deliver babies. This is fucking nuts, right? Police said at the time that they had been roaming the hall. He had been roaming the halls for more than a month, but that he'd committed no crime. He was not publicly named at the time as he was a minor. Apparently somebody named Dr. Sebastian Kent, an OBGYN on the St. Mary's Medical Center campus, told the Sentinel Sun that Love Robinson was a smooth talker who tried to gain the trust of the real doctors. This guy can schmooze his way around. He can tell any story you want to hear. That's what he tried to do with me. He tried to ingratiate himself with me so I would take him around, and after a while it started to not make sense to me. I thought something was wrong. I think this must be the dude who turned his ass in. But apparently Love Robinson posted bond at 3:26 in the AM on Wednesday and was let out. But I love how he's like, people don't understand. Nah, dude, you were running a fake ass clinic and you were sitting there trying to give people medical advice. You're 18. You ain't been to school. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You can't do that shit, dumbass. You get that? Okay, Malachi Love Robinson, how about you do some love for your fellow man and quit being a bitch ass bitch and going around doing this shit? So there you go, people. One, be glad that you are not this dude who thinks that you are like with false sense of grandeur where you're a doctor when you don't even have to go to school and then goes around telling people what to do. And two, be glad you weren't suckered into going to this fool's clinic thinking you were going to get some like legit medical attention and then end up with his bitch ass bitch, the doctor who gave you some kind of cockamamie something, whatever, probably just wanting to get a look at your privates anyway. I'm just saying it's all. And on that note, y'all, that does it for another episode of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick. Can't talk all of a sudden. You're listening to me on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Follow me on the Twitters at H-Wood Hick. Follow Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I am out of here, mother truckers. Doodle lamb, do, bitches. Buh, bye. Two lamb.